Today we're going to be talking about COPD exacerbations. I'm Dr. Neil Skolnick, Professor of Family and Community Medicine at the Sidney Kimmel Medical College of Thomas Jefferson University and Associate Director of the Family Medicine Residency Program at Abington Jefferson Health. And joining me today is
Corinne Young. I am a nurse practitioner in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I practice in pulmonary critical care and sleep medicine. The bulk of my patients are, in fact, COPD patients. So let's start by defining what an exacerbation is. The Global Initiative for Chronic Obstructive Lung Disease, GOLD, defines an exacerbation of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, as an acute event characterized by a worsening of the patient's respiratory symptoms that is beyond normal day-to-day variations and leads to additional therapy.
And according to GOLD, the medications or interventions used to address these symptoms define the severity of the exacerbation. Mild exacerbations are managed with short-acting bronchodilators, like short-acting beta-2 agonists, SABAs, and or short-acting muscarinic antagonists, SAMAs, alone. In addition to short-acting bronchodilators, moderate exacerbations require treatment with antibiotics and or oral corticosteroids. Severe exacerbations of COPD require a visit to the ER or hospitalization. Severe exacerbations may also be associated with acute respiratory failure.
So there are many things that can provoke symptom onset and ultimately cause an exacerbation. Respiratory infections with bacteria or viruses, environmental pollutants, ambient temperature, or unknown factors.
Now that we've covered how to define an exacerbation, stage its severity, and identify what may cause them, let's move on to why exactly exacerbations are a problem for patients. First and foremost, much of the data we'll discuss today are from post hoc analyses of larger studies, and therefore, data from these post hoc analyses are only descriptive in nature. The impact of exacerbations on lung function was examined in 2,000 patients with and without COPD enrolled in the COPD gene, that is the Genetic Epidemiology of COPD study, who returned for follow-up 5 years after their initial visit. In this study, patients with mild to severe COPD had a decline in FEV1 after each exacerbation. The decline attributable to exacerbations was the most pronounced in patients with mild COPD. These data are from a cohort study that included 10,300 patients, both with and without COPD, who were current and former smokers with a smoking history of at least 10 pack years. Exacerbations were defined as acute respiratory symptoms that required the use of either antibiotics or systemic steroids or by the need for hospitalization. A single moderate to severe exacerbation can have an impact on lung function. In a post hoc analysis of the UPLIFT study, in patients who experienced a single exacerbation during the 4-year study period, investigators found that the mean change in post bronchodilator FEV1 per year in 579 patients before a single moderate to severe exacerbation was negative 39.1 mLs. Post exacerbation, the mean change was negative 76.5 mLs. In this study, a moderate exacerbation required the use of antibiotics or systemic steroids, while severe exacerbations required hospitalization. Post-exacerbation measurements were measured 3 or more months after the single exacerbation had ended. For those of you unfamiliar with UPLIFT, this was a 4-year randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, parallel group trial in patients with moderate to very severe COPD. The primary endpoints were the yearly rate of decline of pre- and post-bronchodilator FEV1.
exacerbations puts them at risk of hospitalization and or death. In a study that looked at the natural history of COPD exacerbations in 99,574 patients with COPD that were identified from the UK Clinical Practice Research Data Link to investigate over 10 years of follow-up, investigators found that frequent moderate exacerbations or just one severe exacerbation increased the risk of death. A greater proportion of patients with two moderate exacerbations per year died compared to patients with no moderate exacerbations per year. The risk of death in these patients with two moderate exacerbations was increased by 80% compared to patients with no exacerbations in the prior 12 months. One previous moderate exacerbation increased the risk of hospitalization by 21% versus those without an exacerbation during a case-controlled study. Published in 2018, a cohort study evaluated whether severe COPD exacerbation frequency predicted mortality in 17,450 patients, 18 years or older, only 6% were less than 40, in the Intermountain Healthcare System from 2009 to 2014. Among those with no hospitalizations for COPD in 2009, 24% died over the six-year period. Six-year mortality was 43% for patients with one exacerbation and 56% for those with two or more exacerbations.
It may increase their cardiovascular event risk as well. A post-hoc analysis of the SUMMIT trial was performed to determine whether the risk for cardiovascular events increases after a moderate to severe COPD exacerbation. And this analysis included 16,477 patients. Compared to pre-exacerbation baseline periods in the first 30 days following onset of a moderate or severe exacerbation, patients were at approximately four times higher risk of a cardiovascular event. In SUMMIT, cardiovascular events comprised a composite outcome of cardiovascular death, MI, stroke, unstable angina, and transient ischemic attack. The risk for a cardiovascular event in these patients was still elevated up to a year after their exacerbation. Exacerbations were defined as an increase in respiratory symptoms that required antibiotics, systemic corticosteroids, and/or hospitalizations. In four clinical trials in patients with COPD, deaths due to cardiovascular disease were reported. The four trials were the Lung Health Study 3, 22%, TORCH, 27%, IMPACT, 32%, and ETHOS, 44%. Even in moderate COPD, cardiovascular disease accounted for over a quarter of mortality. This data from the Atherosclerosis Risk in Communities, ARIC, and Cardiovascular Health Study, CHS, included just over 15,000 patients. In patients with moderate COPD, GOLD stage 2, approximately 4% of deaths were respiratory related, 25% were due to lung cancer, and 28% were cardiac related.
You've identified your patient as having an exacerbation, right? And you understand the associated risk. So now what? First, GOLD states the goals of treatment for COPD exacerbations are to minimize the negative impact of the current exacerbation and prevent the development of subsequent events. It's important to tailor treatment of the exacerbation to the patient. Examples include: treatments could be pharmacological, such as antibiotics, steroids, inhaled therapies, such as bronchodilators. Non-pharmacologic therapies would include oxygen, non-invasive ventilation if hospitalized. On the prevention side, treating stable COPD patients pharmacologically, GOLD recommended step inhaled therapy based on exacerbation history and symptom burden in those who are frequent exacerbators. Non-pharmacological options include pulmonary rehab, smoking cessation, irritant avoidance, and immunizations. So, Neil, I know you see a lot of these COPD patients also. Tell me about your experience with your patients who are exacerbating.
Yeah, Corinne, you know, this is such important information, and I'm so glad we went over the issues around what happens after exacerbations, because I know I did not used to appreciate the impact of an exacerbation in two specific ways. One, I mean, it's pretty obvious to all of us when someone has an exacerbation, particularly a hospital level one, it's pretty miserable and dangerous during the exacerbation. But what I never used to appreciate is the after effects, and the after effects being that increase in the rate of decline of FEV1 that really impacts on their quality of life afterwards. Now that I see the data, it fits what I see clinically. The other thing that stood out to me, and some of the things that we talked about, is the cardiovascular risk and how important it is when we see patients to have a holistic approach. We treat their COPD. We need to treat and try to decrease the likelihood of exacerbations in order to decrease loss of lung function, but also because of the cardiovascular risk that comes along with it that we often don't think about. Hopefully, we're regularly thinking about, again, that holistic approach, all the things that go along with elevating cardiovascular risk, and now adding another thing that's very important to attend to, which is preventing exacerbations. Your thoughts, Corinne?
Yeah, you know, the same thing. You know, the all-cause burden of exacerbations is so big. I usually start in my practice is to make sure the patients understand how serious it is, right? We don't want them to underreport symptoms or problems that they're having. And so making sure the patients understand how serious it is and how this is an increased risk for their mortality, especially if they have such a serious exacerbation, they're hospitalized, to make sure they know what to do when it happens, that they need to report it to us so that we can promptly treat them with the pharmacological and non-pharmacological treatment options for them. And then, like you said, most importantly, is to make sure we all understand the patients and ourselves, how can we prevent it from happening? Again, the biggest risk factor for an exacerbation is a previous exacerbation. So we want to make sure that we are making sure our patients have everything in their toolbox to help prevent that from happening in the first place. So Neil, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about COPD exacerbations and the risks for these patients. I appreciate everyone joining us in this podcast. I hope you found this information useful to your practice. Thank you so much for listening.